Daniel chapter 2, verse 19, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. Notice Daniel chapter 2, verse 21, and he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and the secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. I tell you, folks, God has times and seasons. Every one of us in this room, and this is so very important, because the pieces of everything else that God's doing do not make sense unless we get this all tied together. Every one of us are going through a time and a season. Every one of us. Times seem to deal with specific things, specific times and details. And there are seasons. Season seems to deal with more general things, the big picture. Not so many details. Times and seasons. If someone asked you to look at what time it was, you wouldn't look into the sky to judge the season. You'd look at your wristwatch, because it's very specific, even down to the second. At the same time, if you needed to know the season, you would never look at your wristwatch. So these two things are very different, but very related, and they work together. It just shows you how God loves us and how he covers all the bases. And Daniel said, God changes times and seasons. God is genuinely concerned about my overall situation as well as the fine details of my life. He really does care. And this brings a tremendous hope. And maybe this is the summation of the whole thing, even before we get started, that if your faith is in God and you're doing all that you know to do at this moment, you're not on a dead-end street. And whatever time or season you find yourself in, it's not the rest of your life. Times and seasons, it's important. Times and seasons continually change. And if they didn't, we'd become stagnant, bitter, and stale. Change is good. And I think as we look at this, we understand what Daniel was saying. I mean, just let this get into your spirit, that God changes times and seasons. Don't be all discouraged and bummed out over a time or a season. Everything's subject to change. Everything is subject to change. Some of the most frustrating times in my pastorate turned out to be a time when God was doing far more than I realized. In fact, God was really big time at work, and I just didn't see it or understand it until we saw the manifestation. We all go through seasons of things going so well, we think it's a frame up. And then things going so bad, we know it's a frame up. We go through seasons of opposition and then seasons of blessing. Go through seasons of restlessness. It's the way spiritual growth and maturity comes. That we're inwardly awakened that God is at work. Seasons of financial blessing. Then seasons of pressing lack. We receive in the same week testimonies that I've been greatly blessed, and others saying, please pray, I desperately need a blessing. You go through seasons in churches of staff harmony, staff disharmony. Thank God we have staff harmony. Amen. So it just goes on and on. Seasons of great health, and then seasons when your health is challenged. You know, when you're young, you don't realize you'll ever have a pain in your body. And it's easy to say, bless God, what's wrong with you? Remember, always live in love and compassion. And with that, we'll move on. But you see, we're kept by God's power. In fact, I'd like to go over to 1 Peter chapter 5. This is an awesome portion of God's Word. And it's been a challenge to me for so many, many years. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, talks about you who are kept by the power of God through faith. Aren't you glad for that? You know, I thank God so often. Lord, I thank you for the times that I was aware that you were keeping me. I thank you for the times that I was totally oblivious to the fact that you were keeping me. Sometimes I've wondered why I couldn't make certain friendships. Later on, I found out God delivered me. Some of the things you get so frustrated about, there could well be a divine purpose. And just hold steady and let God work things out. We're kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season. Now for a season. Talk about times and seasons. Now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. A lot of stuff coming down. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I would imagine there's people this morning say, Pastor, there's a lot of stuff coming down. But here's what it's all about, the summation of it in verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And verse 10, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Well, I don't have time to do justice to everything that is on my heart today, but you know, the Bible talks about a number of these things. Psalm 16:7, instruct me in the night season. We've all had, I think most of us have had that experience in the night seasons when God speaks to your heart or makes something gloriously real. Psalms 104:19, he appointed the moon for a season. It's interesting, isn't it? For a season. We've already read to you Daniel 2:21. He changeth the times and the seasons. Acts 14:17, rain from heaven and fruitful seasons. Fruitful seasons. Aren't you glad for fruitful seasons? Philemon verse 15, he therefore departed for a season. He departed, but it was for a season. And he came back, praise the Lord. Hebrews 11:25, there's pleasure of sin, but it's for a season. That's the hardest thing to try to communicate to someone who is deceived by some type of sin. That it's pleasure. We'd be foolish to deny that it's pleasure, but it's only for a season. And there's death in the pot. And we need to always remember that. Satan always gives you the bright side of it. He doesn't show you the other side. Rejoice, though now for a season. There's an interesting verse in Samuel, I believe it is, where it said that there were men, the men of Issachar, were men who had understanding concerning their times. So what is this all about? We all are, and we all will go through times and seasons. Now you say, what difference does it make? Well, if you have to ask that, you're not in tune with the time and season that you're in. You're just, you know. I don't know about you, but I mean, I consider this one of the most important times in my life. And there's a lot of people in my life that desperately need miracles and decisions. There are long-term relationships that are bearing much fruit, and there's long-term relationships that have disappeared. It's interesting. God is a God of times and seasons. Even God has times and seasons. But wherever you are right now know that it's only a time and season. That's going to help you. In fact, part of the prophecy that was given by our dear brother who was here last Sunday, it said, the waves are now rolling, but don't look at the waves. Don't look at the waves. Remember years ago we went on a fishing trip and they said, don't look at the waves. Don't look at the water. Because it produces seasickness. I can't explain it, but I can certainly bear witness to it. I felt like I was going to die and I almost wished I could. You know that feeling, that seasickness. I won't get away from that. That's a memory I buried, I thought. All right, praise God. But you just don't look down at the water. You don't look at the waves. If all you do is just look at the waves, before long you'll be life-sick. And you'll be very frustrated. So wherever you are now, it's only a time and a season in your life. There are times that we understand and times that we don't. I remember when we had to sell the property downtown, which was to be our expansion and parking property. And to be honest with you, I felt like I'd failed myself and failed the church and failed God. 13 years later, we saw God's master plan coming together. I'll tell you folks, God has such an awesome plan that even years that seem wasted, even things that just seem to be no sense, nonsense, that God can take it and do something with it. And you know, even if you, let me just tell you something, even if you've blown it in a time and a season of your life, join the club. Huh? Even if you've blown it, God still loves you. God still has a good plan for your life. And if you'll humble your heart before God, God will bring you out to a greater victory than you ever dreamed was possible. So know that God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's word is not just real when I feel it. Sometimes when we think we feel it, we're not feeling what we think we feel. And sometimes when we think we're void of feeling, we're living by faith. We're living by faith. Feelings is not all there is to it. But even when you feel it and when you don't feel it, God is the same. His word is the same. Oh, that's such a wonderful truth. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. So know that God's word is the same. In your particular time and season, know that Satan is after your faith. 1 Peter brings that out. You know, we think, well, it's my kinfolks that are after me. It's my boss that's after me. Or it's my neighbor. Or it's life. Or it's, you know, it's bad luck, hard luck. No, wait, whoa. What's happening? Satan is after your faith. Because if he can steal your faith even for a few moments or a few hours or a few days, we're in trouble because we're faith people. You know, it's interesting that Jesus said over in Acts chapter 1 verse 7 that there are times and seasons that you don't need to know. It's not for you to know certain times or seasons. It's not for you to know everything. You know, that's the problem with charismatics, we think we have to know everything about everything. And it's just good and healthy every once in a while to say, I don't know. What do you think about this? You know, I don't know enough to make a comment on it. I just don't know right now. Oh, the Lord told me. I saw three pancakes floating at 1 o'clock in the morning. The syrup bottle chasing them, and I just know there's a profound truth here somewhere. Satan's after your faith. And it said your faith is gold. I've said it often, but it's true. No matter how high the market is, low the market is, or what time or age, if you have enough gold, you can make it at any time. If you have enough. It's been the standard for a long, long time. Now here's what's important. Even in your times and seasons, just stand on what God said last. Just keep doing what God said last. That's where technique kicks in. We learned that up in high country. I would not attempt to learn to negotiate the snow at this time in my life as a new project. I'm glad that I know some things about survival from a number of years ago. And you know that when you don't understand certain things or don't understand terrain, if you'll just lock in to what you know, just go basic. That's hard again for charismatics. We have to be in the ozone somewhere. Sometimes it's just good to be basic and hold steady. I believe God. It's what Paul said in Acts 27. I've heard from God. I believe God, and it shall be as God said. You don't have to be complicated with it. I'll tell you the verse I've loved for years. I trust in the Lord with all my heart. I lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, I acknowledge Him. I yada Him. I know Him and purpose to make Him known. And He shall direct my paths. You know, in a ministry like this, my gracious, we have a list at any time. We have a laundry list of miracles that are needed yesterday to do the things that God's called us to do. But I tell you, your faith is more valuable than much gold. In fact, there's no value that we could place on it. I thought it was interesting. Yesterday, three things that were very much on my heart, and within a matter of about 3 hours, three phone calls from totally different sources, geographically miles apart. And I had some answers to three things. Now, I want to share something with you that is just a profound truth. And let's get the essence of this. You write down what you think you hear. But how in this world can God meet all of our needs? I mean, we have a lot of challenges, a lot of things to do around here. How can God meet all of our needs? How can the financial supply come in? Well, we've seen God do it before. We know that by experience. But it'd be nice to have a manifestation today. Follow me carefully. As long as God knows where I am. How many believe that God knows where you are right now? Well, He's not looking for the rest of you. He knows where you are right now. Now, I'm serious. Do you really believe that God knows where you are right now? I mean, physically, He knows where we are. We could call up on the map and show you Lighthouse Television of Uganda and zero it in to the very location by modern technology. I mean, it's amazing. You can zero into any part of the world by satellite. It's already been photographed. So as long as God knows where I am, He could cause anybody in the world to know where I was also. As long as God knows where I am, then He could cause anyone in the world to know where I am also. And as long as God knew our need, He could place that need on the heart of anyone He chose. That's good ministry, Brother Nichols. Sometimes I've read a book and only gotten that much gold out of it, but I got some gold. You don't have to read an entire book sometimes. I mean, sometimes the whole reason for that book is in one verse. So I'm going to go back again because I want to hear it myself. As long as God knows where I am, as long as God knows where you are, you were wondering, how can God supply my need? What about that? Well, as long as God knows where you are, He could cause anybody in the world to know where you are. And as long as God knows our need, He could place that need on the heart of anyone He chose. So how do you know? Because He's done it over and over and over again. Glory to God. I'm here to build your faith. You know, as a pastor, you know the value of, you got to keep hope in people's heart. As long as God knows where you are. Now, if God doesn't know where you are, we're all in trouble, right? If God says, where did Bob Nichols go? Angels, look through the universe. See if you can find Pastor Bob Nichols. He's gone off the scope, off the screen. He's off the radar. As long as God knows where you are, and as long as God is aware of your need, God can cause anyone in the whole wide world to become aware of your need, and God can meet that need. Times and seasons. Don't get all discouraged over your time and season. But it's bad, but rejoice. But I don't understand, okay? But realize that your faith in God is more valuable than gold that perisheth. And if you'll hold to your trust and your faith in God, as long as God knows where I am. I don't know what that does for you, but I mean, it just, I'm up out there somewhere today. God knows where I am. God knows where this church is. God knows the things that we have need of. And I know we all cooperate in the meeting of those needs. But as long as God knows where we are. Now, if He's totally in question as to who we are and where we are and what's going on, then that's something else. Times and seasons continually change. If they didn't, we'd become stagnant, bitter, and stale. But just like the seasons renew and refresh the earth, they renew and refresh us. You're as strong as you are today because of times and seasons of the past. The times and seasons that you thought were going to destroy you turned out to be the making of you at a given time. Because He has the power to change the times and the seasons. And our Lord Himself said in Acts 1:7, there are times and seasons that you don't need to know everything about, but here's what's important. Get filled with My power. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. More important than you understanding everything about where your time and season is right now is to be filled with His power. That your mind be anointed with His power. That your body vibrate with His power. That your spirit man grow strong in His power. That's what's really important. Praise God. As Paul said, in Him we move and we live. And we have our being. You know, I look and, you know, we need a lot of freshening up. And I know that. But, you know, the thing I keep coming back to that God says, just keep the main thing. You can get people saved in this room. You can get people healed in this room. You can see revival in this auditorium. You can see people come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and miraculous things happen. Yes, I know that we need a lot of things we need to freshen up. But, you know, just one phone call and someone said, how would you like some pews? Not brand new, but they just like brand new. And I thought, bless my soul. God knows where I am. See, I was meditating this. I mean, I've been meditating this verse now for about 48 hours. That God knows where I am. God knows where the church is. God knows the needs that we have. And does God care about church furniture? I guess He does. I know He does. So, everything is a step at a time. And then doors of opportunity opening. Oh, God is an awesome God. Church, I just want you to be encouraged today, whether you're listening over the internet or whether this is a radio message or you're here in this auditorium now. God knows, He does, whether you believe that or not, God knows where you are right now. He knows. And if He knows, He knows whoever needs to be used to help supply your need. The silver and the gold are His. He's an awesome God. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. He knows where you are. Oh, I just need to sit in a rocking chair and meditate on that for a while. And I have been. He knows where we are. And because He knows where we are, He knows how to meet our need. And He knows how to bring it from Hong Kong or Amarillo or Los Angeles, wherever God would choose to use that. As long as God knows where I am, He can cause anyone in the world to know where I am. And as long as God knew our need, He can place that need on the heart of anyone He chose. Hallelujah. I was talking to a man that's made some great sacrifices in the media. And he said, you know, we had a need and didn't have a clue how to get help for it because we had a tremendous opportunity. Lady walks in with close to a $400,000 check and says, go build your studio. Didn't know her, didn't know where it came from. Just walked in and said, here it is. I'm telling you, God's an awesome God. God knows how to spell million. He does. He does. It's been a challenging walk since the storm. Insurance isn't everything. And I know some people think we're floating in money. We're not. But our God supplies our needs. And it's amazing. God has brought us through this summer. Now, I'm believing God on the outreach side of it. But I've seen God four times do exceeding abundantly above all. I've seen God do that. And my God shall supply all of your need and the church's need and the kingdom's need and our need. God hasn't left town and has an unlisted phone number. I tell you, God receives Jeremiah 33:3 phone calls all the time. Call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that you're not aware of. Now I want to go back to one truth that we may have to work on it for a moment, but it'll be a blessing. Let's go back to 1 Peter chapter 1. And it's talking about all the wonderful things that are before us. Thank God for that, but I can't cash in on that right now. The future's taken care of, but I've got to live right now. I'm dealing with now. I'm dealing with the challenges of now. But here in 1 Peter chapter 1, we've already read this verse to you. But verse 10 said, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently. They've done their research. They've done their spiritual research. Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. The prophets of old have already prophesied of the grace. And boy, that's a sea to swim in, the grace of God. Do you know that the prophets of old have already researched, heard from God, penned it out, prophesied your victory? Do you know that the prophets of old have already researched, talked to God, received revelation knowledge, heard from God, penned it out, prophesied it out? Your victory has already been prophesied. See? Look here. Well, Pastor, am I going to make it? You missed the... Where have you been? But I don't know if I'm going to make it. You don't know what... You're not listening. Listen. The prophets of old. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. The prophets of old have already done their research. They've heard from God. They've sought God. They heard from God. They penned it out. And they spoke those words that are still in the universe now and will forever be. Your victory has already been prophesied if you'll just believe it. God knows where we are. He knows where you are. David said, I've been young. I'm a little bit older. Never seen the righteous forsaken. Never seen God's seed begging bread. Did he say it or did he not say it? God doesn't forsake you when a few years come and go. God doesn't forsake you when a marriage doesn't make it. God doesn't forsake you when there's a failure in business. David said, I've been young, I'm old. And David was a giver, and David was a praiser, and David was a man that honored God. And so when he came to his time of adversity, he cashed his faith chips in. And he said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor God's seed out begging bread. It's time to celebrate. Time to rejoice. God loves you. God cares. You're not on a dead end street. Stand on the promises. Stand on the word. Stand on that which has already been prophesied. Don't call some flaky friend and say, do you think I'm going to make it? My Lord have mercy. I'm fired up today. Because the prophets of old have already done their research. They've already heard from God. They've already penned it. They've already spoken that word. The prophets of old said, get ready, get ready, get ready. Your victory is prophesied.